Yeah, well, we've played just the three games at home, and we've played, obviously, the top two, Sligo Rovers and Shamrock Rovers, and played quite well in those games. But thankfully, we got a victory last night.
Yeah, and a good victory as well, by all accounts, Stephen. The goals coming in a five-minute spell just after the half-hour mark from Gareth McGlynn and Eamon Zaid, and in the end, those proved good enough to get you all 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, we were very pleased because Dundalk this season have... in the Atlantic Cup, have beaten Linfield, Glentoran and Cliftonville. And, you know, they have some good experience and some fairly talented players as well. So they were on the crest of a wave coming here. So we knew we'd have to play really well to win. And thankfully the players responded and put in a really good performance and definitely deserved the win.
Yeah, deserving the victory. Stephen, how did the game pan out? I mean, up until you broke the deadlock through Gareth McGlynn on 32 minutes... you know, were City pushing for the opener?
Yeah, I think that would be fair to say. I think it was, you know, we passed the ball really well last night. The pitch, there's big improvement in the Brandywell really over the last couple of weeks with the grass growing with the weather, and that has really helped. And it was a much better surface last night and enabled us to play the style of football that we like playing. And Rory Higgins and Kevin Deary probably got the upper hand in midfield and dominated, and James McLean and Gary McGlynn were quite influential for us then in wide areas. So it was a good victory, and it was an important win for us, and we can give the players some confidence, I feel.
Yeah, and that's your first home game in a few weeks now, Stephen. You've been away from home for a few games as well at UCD and Bray, and you know, you've been picking up points along the way, and all of a sudden you find yourselves in joint second place now. So things have been going along pretty nicely.
Yeah, I mean, we've just come up from the First Division. The players worked extremely hard to win the First Division. They won it with great style last year, I felt. A lot of young players in their first year in the league, and, you know, they've come into the Premier Division. We have added a bit of experience this season as well. Players like Gary McGlynn and Rory Higgins and Stuart Grecian. But the core of the team is still last season's team, really. And so they've done well to date. It's early in the season. We were delighted to win last night. And the thing about that is, when you're on live TV and you get a win, and you all of a sudden get a bit of praise and people start commenting on how well you played and so forth, and then you go to Galway next week and get turned over. So that's always the danger, because from our point of view, it was a good performance, it was a good victory, but it was just 3 points, that's all. So we've got to go to Galway now, which is a difficult venue for us next Friday, and produce again.
Yeah, when I spoke to you last, Stephen, it's about 3 or 4 weeks ago now on Saturday Sport, and it was early stages in the season, but you suggested then that the Premier Division this season is set up in a way that, you know, most clubs could fancy their chances against any other team in the Premier Division. Shamrock Rovers and Sligo Rovers would obviously be the strongest two clubs in there, but, you know, you reckon that Derry City could feel confident against any of the sides, and that's the way it's proven, like last night's results again underlining that.
Yeah, I feel there's a lot of potential in their team. I suppose the questions that have to be asked: can we be consistent over a period of time? Can we handle injuries and suspensions as they happen throughout the season? For example, we have 8 games in May.
Yeah.
And that will be a challenge for us. And have we got the squad to cope with that? And so hopefully we have, because we have a lot of young players waiting in the wings. All of the players on the bench last night were under 20, you know, all mostly teenagers, but they're talented, and they'll get their opportunity now over the next few weeks. As I say, we play Friday, Monday for a month in May.
Right.
So that's when you get injuries and suspensions and so forth, and everyone will get their opportunity.
Yeah, and just finally, the goals last night, Stephen, came from two players who would perhaps be considered two of the more experienced players in your lineup, and two new arrivals this season: Gareth McGlynn back at City, and Eamon Zaid in his first season with the club. I suppose McGlynn in particular, Stephen, could have an important role to play for you this year.
And Eamon likewise. Like Gareth, they're opposite ends of the spectrum. Gareth's from Inch Island and Eamon's from Libya, so there's different parts of the world. But certainly, Gareth has made his debut for Derry when he was only 17, So he has a, you know, tremendous servant to the club, really. Obviously, when the club hit the wall the year before last there, he obviously, you know, wanted to play in the Premier Division. He went to Bohemians this season, but he's back now, and he's got 4 goals already this season from midfield, which is a good return. Eamon, on the other hand, is finding his feet a little bit. It was a very good performance from last night, a good finish, Predator's finish. He can be a very good player for this season. Hopefully it goes well for him.
Yeah, hopefully so. And as you say, Galway United is next up. Stephen, start of a busy run of fixtures for you. Last night, a 1-1 draw for them away to Drogheda United. And Galway, I think they had a good result against Bowes a few weeks back. So, I mean, there's pedigree there as well, despite all their problems.
Yeah, Galway have brought down the 3 players from Dublin. Sean Maher, Sean's played about 300 appearances for Bournemouth in England. You know, when he moved from Bohemian centre back, it's good experience centre back, and they have Bobby Ryan, who I had myself at Bohemians, and Brian Cash, who was at Derry City here with me as well. So they've joined Galway, and they're quality players. They are, and they've got some young local players as well. They brought 1 or 2 in from the UK, Scottish goalkeeper Greg Fleming from Dunfermline, in fact, and Yofte, their striker that they brought in, the English player. So they certainly have a bit of a mix, really. Sean Kelly from Killybegs, of course, as well,
yeah.
The right back. So they've got a decent side, Galway, but I think they've only been putting it together, really, over the last couple of weeks. So it'll take them a bit of time to find their feet, but they'll give us a right game down here, and they showed by beating Bohemians that it'll be a tough one for us, no doubt about that.